From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Unemployment in Utah has edged up a bit. That's according to new numbers from the Salt Lake Chamber and the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute. Unemployment went from 3.3% in August to 3.4% in September. The good news is Utah's rate is still below the U.S. average. Natalie Gochner is the Institute's director. She says healthcare and government employment are outpacing other areas, and that makes her uncomfortable. Gochner says she'll be watching Utah's tech and construction sectors to monitor the state's economic health. The geothermal energy industry could start getting the same kinds of tax breaks oil and gas does. Utah Representative Celeste Malloy introduced a bill to make it happen. She says it would help the West tap into a growing source of energy. Malloy calls geothermal cheap and reliable. The Geothermal Tax Parity Act of 2025 would make private investment easier and reduce upfront risks for getting production going. And it's got bipartisan support. Geothermal energy is already coming to Utah. Fervo Energy is building a station near Milford. The railroad put Ogden on the map, but train crossings have long been a source of headaches for commuters. Some residents wonder why there isn't a bridge over the tracks on one busy road. So KUER's Macy Lipkin found out.
Kelly Storings commutes down 12th Street. She says she stops for the train about twice a week. Sometimes it moves quickly and she doesn't mind, but the timing is unpredictable. And sometimes the train comes to a complete stop on the tracks.
And then it moves forward a little bit. So you get like excited, you know, like I'm going to make it. And then it stops again, you know, and you're there over an hour.
Union Pacific runs the railroad. A spokesperson told KUER they can't share train schedules publicly. Mitch Shaw is no stranger to the wait. He's a spokesperson for the Utah Department of Transportation and lives in the area. He says there is a need for a bridge over the tracks on 12th, but money is limited and there are higher priorities. Plus, the railroad complicates things.
Building something over a railroad, they have a very strict set of rules and regulations that we just simply have to follow. That's the way the laws are written.
The Department of Transportation got a grant to work with the Federal Railroad Administration to study whether a bridge would be possible. Shaw doesn't expect the results until 2027. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
Snow College is getting a new respiratory therapy program. The Ephraim School recently got approval from two accrediting groups. Kelly Rose is the program director. She says the school hopes to build up Central Utah's healthcare workforce.
There is no lack of jobs, and what we're hoping for is that they'll be able to stay close to home, first of all, while earning this degree, you know, that it's well-paying and in demand, but then also stay and work in Central Utah.
Rose says respiratory therapists in Utah start at more than $30 an hour right out of school. They treat people with breathing problems and issues related to the heart and lungs. The program is part of a move to expand the school's healthcare courses. Snow College is now accepting students for the upcoming spring semester. It's a little too warm for most of us in Utah to think about ice fishing. The state warns it can be dangerous if the ice isn't thick enough. The Utah Department of Natural Resources says it should be at least 4 inches deep. Anglers can drill holes to measure it. And people can call ahead to state parks to find out about ice conditions at water bodies. If there's a large group, people should spread out so there isn't as much weight in one place. Bundle up to keep warm and keep an eye on kids to make sure they're warm enough too. Utah also has some tips to keep fish safe if people are doing catch and release. Don't wear gloves. They can absorb a fish's protective slime coat. And get the fish back in the water as soon as possible. And a correction. We had a story on Friday about the primary candidate field for Utah's redrawn 1st District. It outlined changes made by the legislature to requirements to run for Congress in 2026. But we got the details a little muddled. Here's what's happening. The filing window for candidates has been moved, and signature gatherers don't have to collect those in a specific district to get on the ballot. Those signatures can come from anywhere in the state. You're listening to KUER News.